A Temple Built by Sacrifice, July 6. The Sanctuary in Old Testament Times. Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering, of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart ye shall take my offering. God himself gave to Moses the plan of that structure, the sanctuary, with particular directions as to its size and form, the materials to be employed, and every article of furniture which it was to contain. The holy places made with hands were to be figures of the true patterns of things in the heavens, a miniature representation of the heavenly temple where Christ, our great high priest, after offering his life as a sacrifice, was to minister in the sinner's behalf. For the building of the sanctuary, great and expensive preparations were necessary. A large amount of the most precious and costly material was required, yet the Lord accepted only freewill offerings. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart ye shall take my offering, was the divine command repeated by Moses to the congregation. Devotion to God and a spirit of sacrifice were the first requisites in preparing a dwelling place for the Most High. All the people responded with one accord. They came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. The people, old and young, men, women, and children, continued to bring their offerings, until those in charge of the work found that they had enough, and even more than could be used. All who love the worship of God, and prize the blessing of His sacred presence, will manifest the same spirit of sacrifice in preparing a house where He may meet with them. If there was ever a time when sacrifices should be made, it is now.